Welcome to Mosaico, the official podcast of Generali Employee Benefits Network, JEB. Here, you will listen to the latest news, trends, and innovations taking place in the employee benefits world and powered by the JEB team and our partners. Mosaico brings together our insurance partners, connecting different capabilities into one harmonious global view. I am your host, Rick Serrano, Head of Knowledge Management. I will drive the conversations with talented, successful, and very interesting guests. Join me and learn the highlights of our business as we dive into health, well-being, mobility, protection, and much more. In this episode of Mosaico, we present our global network partner specialized on employee benefits and pensions. Its name is Altmos Corporate Solutions. I have the privilege of hosting Michelle Leahy, Head of Corporate Services at Altmos, based in Guernsey. Michelle brings her extensive experience in the insurance and the employee benefits industries. Join us and learn about Altmos and the international market, as well as other business highlights and best practices that make Altmos a great company. Welcome, Michelle. Great to have you here with us at Mosaico.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to have you. So, Michelle, let's get started. Altmos is a sophisticated, service-oriented company with operations all over the world. Tell us, what are the most important points that you want us to know about Altmos? Please, Michelle.
Thanks, Rick. Well, Altmos Corporate Solutions, or UCS for short, is the employee benefits division of Altmos International. And we focus on providing group risk, including group life, income protection, and critical illness covers to corporates for the last 30 years. We do have a small retirement and savings solution for both groups and individuals, but our core focus is the group risk area. As I said, we focus on multinational corporations, Rick, and we tailor our benefits provision to wherever they are located. We operate from two offices, both Guernsey and Ireland, and are a leading employee benefits provider in both countries. We can write business on both a pan-European contract and a worldwide basis. Sustainability is key in Altmos. So to ensure that our business is structured in both a prudent and conservative manner, we focus on a robust balance sheet and strong capitalization so that we're here for our clients in the long term when they need us. This has been acknowledged by Fitch, the rating agency, who have assigned the Altmos Group with an insurer financial rating of A, with a stable outlook. And that, as I said, is focused on our strong capitalization, leverage, and strong business profile and expected good performance in the future.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Michelle. Very interesting. Now, I understand you focus on creating an extraordinary customer service. Tell us about your company's passion for delivering the best possible service to your clients. Please, Michelle.
Yes, one of our core aims, Rick, is excellence in service, which can be challenging at times throughout pandemics, etc., and learning to adapt. But the way we structured our business is to focus on clients is we structured a client management function. This is headed up by my colleague, Ken Mortimer, who has over 30 years experience in client management. Working with Ken are a number of client service managers and account executives. Each client that comes to Altmos will have their own dedicated account executive and will also have key contacts in a team sheet, being in our operations area, claims and underwriting. And this is all underpinned by a service level agreement that we work with each of our clients and report on periodically. We do believe that it's important to build a strong team of professionals, and this is what we have focused on in each of the key areas of claims, underwriting, operations, pricing, and all led at the front by our customer service team. We try to focus on creating positive customer experiences, putting in place robust processes, and learning to adapt to client processes where necessary. We also carry out an annual partner survey and encourage both our brokers and some of our clients to participate in that, taking on board the feedback, both positive and negative, and will drive our solutions for the future. One of the keys to our success is our partnership with Generali Employee Benefits, GEB, which allow us to offer the solutions of pooling and captive in the markets we operate. We work very closely with GEB in terms of reporting and also servicing calls to both the policyholders to ensure we both as GEB and Utmost give the best service to our clients.
Very well, Michelle. Thank you very much for sharing this information. It's indeed very interesting. Now, you operate on a very complex environment. Could you share with us the broker and distribution landscape? How is it where you play? How do brokers, consultants, and maybe other professionals of the business interact with Utmost? Please, Michelle, tell us.
Yes, Rick. At Utmost Corporate Solutions, or UCS, we do work with the large employee benefits consultants such as Mercer, Aon, Willis Towers Watson in each of the countries, where we provide one solution via us as the partner. The ultimate goal is to provide a simplification of benefits where possible through centralized processes, one policy, enhanced data control and governance, and one point of contact. So how we do this is we write this business on both a pan-European and an international basis, and that's supported by the licenses we have, Rick, in those entities.
Right.
When I look at the pan-European side, this is a fully admitted solution written on a freedom of services basis. To give you a bit of an illustration on that, we've seen some good traction recently in the Dutch market. So the invoicing and clients are paying premiums. We will also ensure that we adhere to all local tax and legal requirements in that country also. So that's more on the pan-European side. Of course, there is some countries that due to specific tax and local regulatory business, we cannot do this in all countries. Spain would be one example of that, Rick, where local requirements ensure that they require that there's monthly reporting on premiums, claims, etc. So to be honest, we have to write that business on a non-admitted basis.
Right.
Yes, outside of Europe, all our business would be written on a non-admitted offshore basis. So that is something that we can facilitate also. This business is designed to cover expats, globally employees, and a small number of local lives. To work with both the brokers and consultants, we do provide a jurisdictional review service where we do pre-qualify quotes or leads that come to us to ensure that we can provide a quote when asked.
Very well. Thank you very much, Michelle. Now, we're going to make a short break here and go to our former JEB colleague, Chander Jonas, who is now Chief Broking Officer covering the EMEA region for Aon, and who has lived and worked in 8 different countries on Earth, which makes him a truly international person. Chander will share with us some interesting facts about the international employee benefits business. Welcome, Chander. Great to have you here with us at Mosaico today. What can you share with us about our business when looked from a global perspective? Tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be here at Mosaico. You asked me to prepare some interesting and fun facts about our industry. I decided to talk a little bit about expatriates. As you know, expatriate executives are some of the most important population of companies offering employee benefits. But did you know that according to the latest statistics, the number of expats globally already surpasses 230 million? The number is growing almost 6% per year, and if you were to count them as a country, it would be the 5th country on Earth. While in the past the majority were male individuals, today 49% of expats are female.
Well, that's very interesting. Really amazing, isn't it, Chander?
Well, that's right, and the growth rate is important. Every 44 seconds, one expat moves to a new country. The USA has more than 6 million Americans working abroad as expats, and the UK almost 5 million.
Very interesting, Chander, very interesting. And let me ask you something else. Do we know how much money these expats send back to their original home countries?
Well, we have a good estimate. It is calculated that some $440 billion are sent by expats to their original home countries. To put this in context, for instance, this is more than the GDP of Argentina.
Wow, that's a big, big number. Good to know, good to know. Thank you very much, Shander, for giving us these peculiar facts about our industry. Now, let's go back to Michelle Leahy to continue talking about Outmost. Now, going back to Michelle. Michelle, let me now ask you. So it's clear that you are playing in a very competitive environment. But what can you tell us about Outmost's value proposition? And specifically, what enhancements have you made to better serve your clients? Please, Michelle, tell us.
Yes, Rick. Well, what I think makes us different relative to the typical competitors we operate in the market with is we are solely a group risk provider. I did mention that we have a small retirement and savings business, but we're really focused on the group risk market. And this is the area that we specialize. So we don't compete with any of the consultants in other areas such as pension. Mm-hmm. We also continually look to strengthen our sales proposition, and we do that through looking at digital enhancements, innovation, and also have a good engagement with the brokers in terms of their requirements and ensuring that any innovations they are doing, that we remain competitive and our product remains fit for purpose. Mm-hmm. To help support that also, Rick, we use some outsourced partners as well to really leverage some key expertise, such as our tele-underwriting service provided by TeleDoc, which provides specific support in terms of the initial underwriting phase. Right. We also have in our claims area a dedicated point of contact to ensure this is the most simplified process of completion of forms and the management of ongoing claims. And this is one area that we've received feedback that has been very strong and really does add value to the relationship. We also look at other value adds, mainly in the markets, such as in the areas of health and well-being. And we continually look at providing services where we think we'll deliver that to our clients, particularly in the areas of back to work and early intervention programs. For example, in Ireland, one of our largest markets, we have collaborated with one online platform called Workit, who offer a range of additional employee benefits in the well-being, knowledge and saving space. Now, we also have other tools on offer for clients, such as Power and Lifestyle, which gives different ideas on mental health and is also a savings tool as well on such things as cinema, shopping centres, etc., which is very well liked by the individuals themselves.
Wow, fantastic. This is really very interesting, and congratulations on all these partnerships that you have been closing. Very, very interesting, Michelle. Now, we live in the digital age. Can you maybe share with us what digital innovation has Outmost launched lately to better interact with your clients and to better handle your business? Michelle, please tell us.
Yeah, so we've been promoting, Rick, in the market, and you may know this, our recent transition project, and the core focus of part of this is our move to the Majesco tool, Claim Vantage. As I mentioned, claims is a core focus in our area. We are a people business dealing with people. So this tool is an administration tool to support the internal management of claims, but also to enhance the online capability available for individuals, brokers, etc., where they will be able to check status of claims, payment history, etc. This is a very exciting venture for us, and we should have this online in Q3 this year. On the other side of our business, the administration side, the international business is already on our online service centre, OSC for short. We're great with acronyms in our business. And this provides simple and online access of day-to-day kind of simple information on claims, medical underwriting, administration, etc. You can also export some reports from this tool, and we intend enhancing this as part of our current transition project. And we intend extending that to all customers, including our Irish customers, by Q1 2023. So we intend to have an online service for them at that time.
Wow, that's fantastic. Really very ambitious goals. Thank you very much for sharing. And of course, congratulations on all these new developments. Now we're going to make another short break and go back to Shander Jonas for more interesting facts about the world of expats. Shander, what else can you share with us, please?
Thanks, Rick. Let me also tell you that according to a recent study by InterNations, Taiwan comes as the number one country in terms of job security and work-life balance, followed by New Zealand and the Czech Republic.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Well, yes, it is interesting to note that expats are slightly modifying the things that they value and appreciate. For example, expats in Ireland are the ones more satisfied with respect to their career opportunities, followed by those in the USA. In that same study, Luxembourg leads the list in terms of how well expats feel about the strength of the economy and its future prospects.
Well, very interesting, Shander. Thanks a lot for having shared with us this data. It has been great having you here at Mosaico.
Indeed. Thanks, Rick, for the invitation. Great to be here at Mosaico.
Thanks to you, Shander. Now, let's go back to Michelle to continue our talk with Almos. Now, coming back to you, Michelle, let me ask you the following question. What can you tell us about your plans for the future? What is it that you have in front of you for 2022 and beyond? Please, Michelle, tell us.
Yes, well, we've still lots to do for 2022. As you know, Utmos, the brand, is relatively new. It was developed following the sale of the Generali entities in Ireland and Guernsey to the Utmos Group. So right. Continually growing that awareness in the market is a core focus to us, to really be a household name, not a retail brand, but a household name. The go-to brand for our top distribution would be a core aim for us, not just in 2022, but beyond, and to continually right. work on that, Rick. It's very important to us. Another mainstream focus is our focus on gross technical result, or GTR. We really want to improve our pipeline and, again, focusing on this sustainability, grow our portfolio, but in a sustainable, profitable way for both clients, JEB, and the Utmos Group. Another area is core focus for us is the worldwide business. With mm-hmm. the continuing trend to globalization, we want to tailor our products that we will meet that demand for clients to have global coverage and to take advantage of those opportunities. We also have a very strong client base currently and relationships with brokers, clients, etc. And we want to deepen that relationship by looking at opportunities of cross-selling, etc. That's something where we've looked at before, but we definitely really want to investigate over the next 12, 18 months. And probably lastly, like all businesses, Rick, we have to improve our strike rate. We tend to quote on a lot of business, but obviously don't win everything. So we definitely want to focus on really improving that and getting feedback and engagement with both clients and brokers, not just on business we won, but particularly on the business that we have not won. And that will certainly drive our future strategy going forward.
Very well. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Michelle, for sharing with us these goals and these plans for 2022 and beyond. Indeed, a very ambitious and very complete set of goals. And of course, we wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
So to wrap it up, What can you tell our listeners as takeaways? What are the three key things that you would like us to remember about Outmost? Please, Michelle, tell us.
Yeah, Rick, well, I suppose the three key items from our conversation and what we're trying to promote for Outmost is to clients your improved buying power in this globalization economy that's going on at the moment. By looking at the programs international clients have globally and looking to provide one solution for that, and obviously the benefits that go with that in terms of simplified administration, enhanced terms and conditions, etc., and obviously cheaper rates as well. So that's the first point. And the second one is we believe in Outmost that this is a unique proposition. And it's not currently mirrored in the market. It is the most compliant solution, we believe, out there. And it looks to provide clients with a real solution for global benefits. And the opportunities, we know how sizable the European market is. The global market has endless opportunities, as Chandra mentioned earlier, in terms of the number of expats globally and the number of countries. And we certainly want to provide solutions and really get our message out there that what we can do for those clients in that space.
Right, right. Thank you very much, Michelle, for this excellent wrap-up. So we take this three key concepts: improved buying power, uniqueness, and the opportunities ahead. So thank you very much for this. We will remember it very closely. So I am sure that all our listeners are now aware of what a strong company we have as a network partner in Outmost. Thank you very much for sharing. We wish you all the best for this year and for the future, Michelle.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. And it's been a pleasure here to attend at Mosaico. Thank you.
Thanks to you. And now you know what kind of company we have as a partner for employee benefits and pension solutions business in Outmost to offer you the best possible coverage. Outmost has a particular expertise in looking after sophisticated international clients, offering a full range of value-added benefits. This is precisely what we do at JEB. We are in the business of creating the best possible employee benefits global network for you and your employees. Well, I hope you have found this podcast useful. Here at Mosaico, we will be talking about our network partners, bringing you one different country every time and sharing with you the most relevant information about the different countries where we are present. My name is Rick Serrano, Head of Knowledge Management at JEB, and I invite you to follow us here at Mosaico. We will come back next month with another successful and innovative company of our global network. So now you know it. Please stay tuned to Mosaico. I will meet you here for the next edition. Thank you very much and have a great day.